day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
The beef cattle industry has been my career, and I hope to see you April 23rd, 24th at the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you. You know, markets, genetics, life, profit, and stress-free cattle handling will all be on the agenda. Learn from the industry's leading experts like Temple Grandin and Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert. Register now at 806-323-9114. 323-9114. 323-9114.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Firm buyer support continues to develop in late 2019 and early 2020 lean hog contracts, although limited movement has been seen in nearby trade. May corn futures about 1.5 cents higher. Stock markets were lower today in live trade. The Dow Jones 67 points lower. NASDAQ down 33 points. Over in live cattle today, inactivity throughout the entire complex continues to be seen throughout the market, with prices hovering on either side of unchanged, with limited volume developing here on Monday. The overall lack of movement is somewhat surprising following the firmer cash cattle trade last week and stronger tone in most other markets. Very little additional market direction expected throughout the upcoming days, which might allow markets to potentially hold their current levels. Cash cattle activity remained sluggish here on Monday following light to moderate trade last week, although packers remained short bought once again. It's not expected that cattle will be bought for this week's delivery. This could cause most sales to be delayed until later this week. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were higher, up 10 cents in select and up $2.48 per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 51 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, mixed trade was seen throughout the day. Prices were steady to 15 cents per hundredweight higher following the expectation that additional underlying support is likely to move into live cattle trade. Early cattle on feed estimates expect March placements to be nearly 4% ahead of year-ago levels. This is doing very little to add pressure to the complex, but the upside of the market is likely to be limited by growing feeder placements. Meanwhile, grains were mixed today, with corn trade 1 to 2 cents higher, with light buying amid slow near-term field work and rumored trade progress. Soybean trade 3 to 4 cents higher today, with trade moving back to $9 yet again before fading with range-bound action. Meal was $2 to $3 higher and oil 10 to 20 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 7 cents lower today, with spring wheat leading in fund selling, weighing on the winter wheat market again after last week's solid finish. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.